I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
Good afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. Glad to be back with you. I don't know if you were listening. I had to kind of jump in and help out Fred, who was on a cell phone that kept breaking up for the Ed and Elaine Brown show. Boy, a lot of things happening. I heard for the first time that there's going to be a concert out there with Dave Van Cleese from the Power Hour. That sounds excellent. I saw him. In fact, I was involved with Erwin Rommel School of Law a few years ago when we had Dave and Joyce Riley out there. And Dave did quite a bit of singing. And I, quite honestly, I hadn't known that he could do that. And I was pretty well impressed. So you folks out in New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts area, you all have a treat coming. If you can get out to the Browns place, that's going to be pretty good. We've got a guest that'll be coming on. She was on the program last Monday, Sheila Holmes. We're going to be talking about the credit industry, the ID theft industry, how that, as I call them, the system lords are basically raping and pillaging the populace of their monies and using it to fund their nefarious operations throughout the world. So we'll be dealing with that and your phone calls as well. We want this also to be somewhat phone call driven if you have questions, and we'll be getting into that. There's so many things going on, it's hard to keep track. I feel like the guy on the old Ed Sullivan show, you know, spinning the plates. And once in a while one drops here or there, but you just keep on spinning, and that's what we're going to try and do. So hang with us through the break. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, American Awakening with Michael Herzog and me, Tim Wingate, sitting in for Mike while he travels. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, folks, this is Tim Wingate back. I'm Michael Herzog's American Awakening. Well, want to take care of a couple little housekeeping items, if you will. I wanted to let you folks know that there is a debate scheduled for June 30th in Iowa among Republican contenders. The only problem is that Ron Paul has not been invited to this. They have just about everybody else going to this debate, and Ron Paul is not included. I think it's considered a second-tier candidate debate. I'm not real sure about that. I don't have that right in front of me, but I remember from seeing from the names. And we're asking folks to contact Steve Schiffler, who's president of the Iowa Christian Alliance in Des Moines. His phone number is 515-225-1515 to call and ask to please include Ron Paul. And since he claims to be a Christian and Ron Paul is a Christian, and if you all consider yourselves Christian, then this wayward brother needs to be brought into adjustment and church discipline. Beyond that, that's one of the items, so we'll go from there. Maybe he'll get in, maybe he won't. We'll see what happens. Another little item, today is June 20th, and several very interesting things happened historically, but I think one of the most important things that happened was in 1951. President Truman at that time created the Psychological Strategy Board to handle American psychological warfare, propaganda, economic, and political activities during the, quote, Cold War, unquote. Problem with this is that if you track what the Psychological Strategy Board became, it became another organization known as the Operations Coordinating Board. It was abolished in 1961, but it continued to operate as an ad hoc committee called the Special Group. The Council on Foreign Relations then got involved in this, and this is one of the boards, this is one of the psychological testing things that eventually got absorbed into what is now called, if you will, the military-industrial complex, the CIA, and was one of the areas in which the CIA started doing the MK Ultra psychological abuse of people and testing and on citizens and on military people without their knowledge or permission to see what our government could do to figure out how to better propagandize you and I so that we will fall in lockstep and be good little citizens. I thought you might like to know something about that. Anyway, on a more lighter side here, you know, you hear, you know, I'm sorry, a little frog in my throat. As I explained last hour, I was wolfing down a salad real quickly, and I think I still got a little piece of lettuce in there. So if I clear my throat once in a while, please don't be offended. There was a guy who walked into a bar. Asked the bartender, hey, isn't that Bush and Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, sitting over there? Bartender says, yeah, that's them. So the guy walks over and says, wow, this is a real honor. What are you guys doing here? Bush says, oh, we're planning World War III. The guy says, really? What's going to happen? Well, we're going to kill 140 million Iraqis this time and one bicycle repairman. The guy exclaims, a bicycle repairman? Why kill a bicycle repairman? Bush then turns to Gates and punches him on the shoulder and says, see, dummy, I told you no one would worry about the 140 million Iranis. All right. I can't hear you laughing, but I know that you are. A teacher asked a student to compare three presidents, and Johnny thought for a moment and said, well, George Washington couldn't tell a lie, Richard Nixon couldn't tell the truth, and George Bush doesn't know the difference. And the last one, I promise. There's an ancient Republican proverb. Teach a man to light a fire, he'll be warm forever. But throw him into the fire, and he'll never complain about being cold again. With that in mind, I'd like to bring on our special guest, Sheila Holm. Are you here, Sheila?
Yes.
Great, great. You are an international leadership and balanced life coach, and you work with all sizes of businesses and with churches as well. Would you like to refresh folks a little bit about yourself, and we'll jump back into where you and Michael left off?
Well, I've been traveling internationally because of all of the forced Social Security number changes, and we have covered that in a prior show that's archived on republicbroadcasting.org, and I went through a severe takeover attempt with my corporation, and at that point did not realize that it went as high as the Superior Court judges. So in bringing them up on charges and getting them to serve prison terms, the DA's office had me go on to four different Social Security number changes. And part of it was every other year my credit was destroyed, and that's how I started noticing the pattern of identity theft before 1 million people had been impacted across our entire nation. And that was, as of 1998, they put me on the fourth Social Security number change. And so with all these multiple Social Security number changes, my career had to keep changing. And that's how I ended up taking the information that I learned from the corporation and doing seminars. Then I did a federal government contract, and then I ended up going international. And I've had to work international just to continue to pay the bills because I'm single and there isn't another way for income. And it's so hard to explain the Social Security number changes in corporations in America. So in studying everything that happened to me and now in realizing everything that happened to me, I know all the behind the scenes with identity theft. And then one trip to London, I was given a book by an Arab man who said that they were going to be able to win this war against us without guns because they're coming against us and our economy. So it's not, he said, it's not against individual citizens. He heard me speaking on a flight to London, and the man sitting next to me was from Houston, and he lost his home. I've lost several things, too. I've lost a home twice. And when you change Social Security numbers, you don't have any funds or finances, and the way that the credit system is set up, you don't have a chance to recuperate either. So if you want to keep paying your bills in integrity, you can't work in the U.S. because it ends up that you can't get a position, even if you're a final candidate. And I was a final candidate many times. I even had headhunters that wouldn't even work with me anymore because I was a final candidate so many times, but there was always a question about my background. And no matter how much I tried to explain it, no one could really believe it. But it is what's unfolding now for millions of Americans. More than 10 million are impacted every year. And
is this, Sheila, you mentioned that it seems to be what you're implying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that when you, as a final candidate, they will then look into your credit history. Is
correct.
That what was tripping you up?
Right.
And this credit history is reported by whom?
By the credit bureaus.
And there's the three of them, right?
Right.
The top ones?
TransUnion typically is real estate. Equifax is typically for human resources departments. And Experian is supposed to be for credit card companies. That's what the three are supposed to identify with. But what happens is they're to report legally the same information from the same businesses in the same or similar manner, and they absolutely do not.
So who's running these credit bureaus? I thought
they're individual corporations.
Was the TRW one? Did that get...
TRW became Experian.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, there were so many lawsuits against TRW because TRW wouldn't settle the identity theft cases originally.
Right.
And so what Americans didn't know is that all they did was just change names. Around the world, they're still known as TRW, but in the United States, they're known as Experian. Evidently experienced in...
experienced in now. What I interrupted you as you were answering the question. I apologize for that. But so who runs these credit bureaus?
They're independent corporations. They're there to make money, and as the police, Secret Service, and FBI will tell you, follow the money trail. Regarding identity theft, it's a crime that should not exist, but it's become an industry unto itself. And I've been sharing that motto. We could have stopped all this in 98 before the first law was passed, but they kept insisting that they couldn't do anything until there was a law on the books. And I said, fraud is fraud. But they made me wait until we could get a law on the books. And one of our congressmen in San Diego, Filner, helped get that law passed. And you aren't supposed to be able to use anyone else's ID. But there's absolutely not one foreign national that's paying any consequences or even being arrested for this if they're not already on a terrorist list.
That's unbelievable. So basically, it's our government is giving away citizens' identities to foreign nationals?
Foreign nationals are able to use our Social Security number without any checking. To this day, I cannot get Social Security to cross-check Social Security numbers ever on every employment record. Now they want to fine small businesses, and if you put the records in and you don't get a report back that it's a false ID, you don't know but that that person operates on that ID. But there was an article, and I had shared this with Michael last week because he said, well, is there an article that backs this up? And there was one woman, this is one example, there was one woman here in California, had not worked since 2000, and the IRS filed $1 million lien against their home. So it sounds like we're going into a commercial break. We should probably share how they did this after the break.
Well, that's great. What a great tease before the break. Come on back, folks. This is really interesting. Tim Wingate on RBN.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, America. Tim Wingate back on the Michael Herzog American Awakening here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We have with us our special guest, Sheila Holm, who was about ready to go into a story for us. Go ahead.
Well, this is straight out of an article from June of last year. It was in the New York Times, and CNN covered it because it was they found it to be so bizarre, but it's happening all across our nation. A woman who had not worked since 2000 lives in a wealthy area in California, and her husband owns a business. And so, of course, they were major targets for the top identity thieves that are strategizing against our economy. Those are the target people. And that's how this started with me. I owned a house and owned a business. And so what happened is she ended up with $1 million lien slapped against her bank accounts and her home, and to pay back for people who had earned income in 17 different states in the United States. She found 81 people in Texas alone, and she found that they had W-2s and 1099s that had been filed with the IRS that showed the names of the illegals and their addresses. And the IRS didn't pursue against any of the illegals. Do you see what happens? All of this information comes back against our legal Social Security number and reflects on us. So what happened is she did all this investigation. The police went with the investigative reporter to one home of the 81 people, and the person said that he got the Social Security number at a flea market, and he wasn't even arrested. Because the other problem is our local authorities are told they're supposed to handle this, and it's a federal crime. It's our Social Security number, and the feds won't come unless they're on a terrorist list.
See, it seems to me that maybe it was the wrong assumption, but when an employer took your name and your birth date and your Social Security number for you to work for that person, that the Social Security Administration was going to look at that information and say, hey, that's not the right name nor the right birth date, or yay, basically say yay or nay.
Well, that was a major shock. Social Security doesn't even have a procedure to do that.
That's amazing.
And to this date, they've never done that. That's the problem. If you're a big enough business and you use Paychex or another pay service, I think Paychex is the main one in the country. Uh-huh. If you use a Paychex service, they're now starting to do it because businesses want to know. But if you have a payroll clerk and you're that size of a business or you're a smaller business, you send that information in on your quarterly reports, no one's checking it.
Now, it seems to me then, would that be because the Social Security was not supposed to be used as identity?
Correct. That was the law.
So maybe
Social Security number was never to be used for identification.
So the Social Security Administration couldn't do that, but it's been basically wide open for private firms to do that.
Correct.
I see that this is where we're also getting around, or the government is actually getting around creating these huge databases of information about people. It's because it's the private firms are doing that, and once they've collected the data, well, then they can share it with the government.
Well, they're sharing it with everybody. That's the problem. It's also in our Privacy Act, and these laws have never been changed. Our Social Security number was never to be used for identification purposes. It was stated on the Social Security cards originally, and they just changed that in the last few years.
Yeah.
That they're not printing that on there. Another thing citizens may not be aware of is that Social Security number cards are actually being issued to foreign nationals who come here as students, who come here for short-term working, who come here on working visas. And it says not to be used for employment, but they just want to use it for taxing purposes. And those people know that a 10-digit number doesn't help them. So they need the 9-digit number, and therefore the mass use of false ID. But now the joke is with the credit bureaus, there's no cross-checking of Social Security numbers within the credit bureaus either. That's the whole reason for identity theft. What's happening is a parallel report created fraudulently. And, you know, on our credit report, it has to match our Social Security number with our address, with our birth date. They need 3 points of reference, they say, to match it. But if a fraud person who has a different name and a different address and even lives in a different state, it's been proven, they can create a credit bureau report, but it doesn't matter. Every other year, whether it's an odd or even year birth, and mine was an odd year, I was destroyed in 91, 93, 95, and 97. And by changing Social Security numbers, which is all Social Security did in the beginning, they just said you have to change your Social Security number to protect yourself. When I changed the Social Security number, it just provided another number for the identity thieves to use to attack me again. So what I was doing was recreating my credit, building myself back up, and becoming a victim again.
Sheila, I have to ask you, who were you ticking off so badly that they were going after you?
They don't even, if you own property, you're a target by the main guys, but it really doesn't matter. They know in the book, it tells them the Social Security digits to use to live in a certain area. If you live in southern Arizona, you use these numbers. If you live
Hang
in northern Arizona, you use these.
We got a break coming up, and we'll have a long segment, and I want to find out what that book is that you just referenced in the book. Folks, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
America. Tim Wingate back with you on Michael Herzog's American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm so glad to be with you again, and we want to get back with our wonderful guest who is so full of information, she is making my head spin. Sheila Holm. She is an international leadership and balanced life coach. She works with businesses and churches, and she has been the victim of identity theft, what was it, Sheila, three times?
Four social security number changes.
Security number changes that she's had to go through because early on in the 90s, right, Sheila, in the 90s primarily?
All throughout the 90s, uh-huh.
All throughout the 90s, Social Security Administration would not really deal with the issue of identity theft. And they would just say, well, you need to change your Social Security number, which she did, tried and built her credit back up. She had houses, property, a job, and these are the people, you out there, Mr. and Mrs. America, who are working and trying to just have a regular life or being targeted to have your resources that you've built up taken away from you by the utilization of this ID theft. Now, before we went to the break, you were talking about them using a book. It sounds like it was a how-to book to steal ID.
Right. And when I got it in London, my client
was... You
got
this book? You actually got this book?
Right. It's a self-published book. It's published here in the United States. And it has all...
Who publishes it?
I'm sorry?
Who publishes it?
It's self-published.
Uh-huh.
Well, and they don't use their real name.
I got you. So
the name on the book is used on all the false ID throughout the book. This has been going on for 20 years. They told people if you couldn't prove a false birth certificate, then go for a baptism certificate. They even include churches that had burned, hospitals that had lost records, and that people were supposed to use those as background. That's why we have the problem on passports, and I don't know if you want to get into this, but the... The Secretary of State's office nationally was just interviewed last night on, or yesterday, I guess, on C-SPAN. I was watching it last night. And they want to gear up and add to their staff because they're thinking there's going to be 23 million, they're forecasting 23 million passports issued next year, and that figure is probably going to be closer to 26 million. So they want to wrap up their staffing quota to be able to handle the requests of 26 million new passports,
right?
Not renewals.
Well,
new passports, but there's no distinguishing mark between all of these false records and these people becoming established and having jobs here 10, 12, 16 years. These people have been here falsely. I sent an article to Michael this last week because he had a mortgage background, and I said, well, then you'll love the mortgage information, and that's why he asked me to come back on the show today.
And we're going to get to the mortgage information, but
okay,
go ahead with this article.
There's an article, and it was in 2004 that they were going to do this program, and as of 2006 it went into effect. And what it's doing is citizens are impacted, and we're isolated and alone, and we're supposed to fight this identity theft crime ourselves. And the joke is, the way the law is written, we are not a victim. We are a witness to a crime that we have no knowledge of regarding a suspect. And we have no rights because we're not a victim. The victim is the business that was taken advantage of, who allowed credit or et cetera. But them being
but we,
a victim...
We're hurt, though, as far as any credit reporting by these three agencies. And then, and as you already talked about, there were some very top-level jobs you couldn't qualify for because you had a bad credit history or a minimal credit history with the new Social Security number.
Right. And the more you try and explain it, it doesn't matter. If you become a question mark, someone else gets the job. At the same time, our government was allowing 200,000, then 300,000 working visas of professionals. This isn't just entry-level jobs. This is people coming in.
Well, I'm starting to see a pattern here
of
the government says one thing officially, and then other people are working to basically dismantle the system. And every time they create a problem where they can then say, oh, the system doesn't work, it's just not, it's too cumbersome, something, we need to streamline it, and then they institute new laws, new regulations that end up taking away more freedoms and liberties from
us. Well, and they keep talking about the immigrants coming in. Now, we're not getting to the mortgage stuff, and we can do that when you want to talk about the mortgage stuff, but the immigration bill is not shelved. It's very important that the public understands it is not shelved. In fact, I sent a quick note to Michael this week because on the 15th in the New York Times, there was an article about the immigration bill. And there was a quote in that article about Senator Trent Lott.
Right.
And what happened was I was just flipping through the channels late on Monday night. It was Monday. This is what it was. It was the Monday White House briefing with Tony Snow.
Right.
And this was on C-SPAN. Anyone can check the archives of C-SPAN. There was a media person in the back of the room, and he asked about the revival of the immigration bill. And Tony Snow immediately inferred it is absolutely not on the shelf, as people are saying. Then another media person asked specifically regarding a New York Times article, and I don't get the New York Times because of what they print.
Right.
But he said there was a New York Times article and a Trent Lott statement, and the statement, he wanted to know what the White House plans to do about Trent Lott's statement, and that is that talk radio is running America. We have to deal with that problem. That's a direct quote from Trent Lott. And Tony Snow said that all he could do is refer the media to Trent Lott's staff. So I immediately went on to the New York Times site, Googled the article, sent the link to Michael, and this was the paragraph it was in. Comments by Republican senators on Thursday suggested they were feeling the heat from conservative critics of the bill who object to provisions offering legal status. The Republican whip, Trent Lott of Mississippi, who supports the bill, said, and it was a direct quote, talk radio is running America. We have to deal with that problem.
That's amazing. I noticed here also, you sent me the same article. He said he later on, it said, Mr. Lott said, Senate Republican leaders may try to rein in the, quote, younger guys who are huffing and puffing against the bill, unquote. The younger guys, in other words, the the newer senators.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they have opposition. This whole immigration bill, the thing that has bothered me about it is that there's that provision that was in it about the Real ID Act, and that's being touted as the salvation from all this identity theft, is that if we just pretty much number everybody and give everybody here an identity that they say is secure and is safe and contains biometrics so we know for sure it's you.
The numbering system will never work.
Well,
and
the
they
problem
still
is
haven't
they can't
cleaned.
Even make this work. This is just that the rest of the idea of really they're roadblocking what would work. If they just followed the law that as it's been passed and would just do it
but
the
they're
right
not
way.
They're not following the law.
That's exactly the
talking
problem.
Points memo that I sent in 2003, because after the fourth Social Security number change, my congressman locally, I was so upset because I received a pre-approved credit card to a P.O. box in Northern California. The Social Security Administration manager was the same during all these Social Security number changes, and he insisted that it was my fault, and I said, how could it have been my fault? He said, you should have changed your name and changed where you live. You should have moved and changed your name. And I said, excuse me, I'm not the criminal. I don't have to change anything. And I have refused to change anything. And he said, well, you should at least get a name change. I said, go to the court and file for a name change and let a court record be used to do this to me again. And he said, no, he said, you can just put a different name in front of your name and after your name on the application form. And then that way you'll be protected and then get a P.O. box somewhere else. So I called my cousins right from the Social Security office who live in Northern California, and I'm in Southern California. They went down and applied for and obtained a P.O. box number that I wrote on the application. Now, I've never left the Social Security office, right? They had me put a name in front of my name and a name behind my name. My cousins didn't even know this name. I sent the application. They sent it back to Baltimore because that's the official location. They said, if we just change your Social Security number through the computer, you're not as protected as you are going through Baltimore. So we need to take a month to do this. I said, fine. So they sent it in. Now, this is 98. This is after all the other changes and me waiting a whole other year to do the change. They sent it into Baltimore, and 2 weeks later, I get a pre-approved credit card application from Capital One to that new name. My name doesn't even exist on the letter. My cousins didn't know what to do with it, and I said, please send it to me because I know why that name is there.
And how did Capital One get that new name?
What I found out, make a long story short, the FBI had me go to the Office of the Inspector General because they said there's fraud somewhere in this. And the Office of the Inspector General flat out told me, now we're paying them to supervise the Treasury Department, IRS, and Social Security. They flat out told me that all we are is a data entry center. And I said, can you, now I do not know from these changes in 91, 93, 95, and now 98, right? I do not know until this time that all the code words they have me put in to protect me that I would have to use in order to identify myself, even though I'm still Sheila Holm. They all showed up as aliases on my record, and every employer that I tried to go with was getting a merged report of all my Social Security numbers, all these code words, and I look like an absolute
CIA.
I'm beyond the CIA at this point. I should be wearing disguises.
You look like a con artist with all these aliases.
Exactly.
And you're the one who's the victim of the con, and you end up looking like the con artist. Well, it just doesn't surprise me.
Well, it gets worse. I went to my congressman, and I said, you've got to do something about this Social Security system. I explained everything to him, and can't blame him. They get millions of letters every day. But his response was, Social Security has assured me, Ms. Holm, that we will issue a fifth Social Security number to protect your... And I called him and I said, a fifth Social Security number? That's when I went back to my original Social Security number, reestablished myself under my original number, and just dropped all the rest of it, because it was just craziness. I couldn't use my college degrees. I couldn't use absolutely anything. And I still can't get work. Are you ready for this? I now have to explain why there's a blank in the system when I went away from my Social Security number and now came back to it. So I'm still not legitimate in the eyes of corporate America because corporate America doesn't know what's going on.
At a certain point then, and as you have done, you've basically gone into business for yourself.
I have
haven't
to.
Haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have another option.
They have forced you out of the system. It may be a blessing in disguise, even though there's the pain and the struggle.
It is. It is. And God has protected me through all of this, because the Congress certainly hasn't. Social Security certainly hasn't. But we were talking about all the Social Security number changes and what that does. And when I talked about the Parallel Credit Bureau report that's being developed, what citizens still do not realize is every other year when those Social Security benefit statements are provided, Social Security, IRS, and the credit bureaus all merge their information because there is a fear that you're going to be earning a certain amount of money to get a fancy house and not pay taxes on that same amount of money. There's a fear between all of them. And they will insist that they don't merge the information, but I can prove it because my credit was destroyed due to merging records in 91, 93, 95, and 97. And I'm born in an odd year, and the book says they have to drop off that Social Security number by September of the odd or even year. Mm. And so they would drop off, and absolutely every citizen back in 98 that was interviewed on the Senate hearings regarding identity theft, every one of them said, this didn't show up on my credit bureau report for 18, 20, 22 months. And that's the pattern. They create this fraud record. Now, if you can visualize that parallel record being created in the credit bureaus, and it could be one record, it could be 20 records, but let's just visualize one being created while you're going forward, and nothing causes that to merge until the credit bureau merges the information. That person's able to buy houses, buy cars, do absolutely anything they want to do, and then cash out, because what they do is sell everything by auction. They get all the cash, and then all of that residual credit, all that fraud, merges onto your record, and you become responsible for cleaning up a record that you have no responsibility for. But the whole time that fraud record exists, the credit bureaus are actually validating fraud to every credit, every car dealership, every medical office, every hospital, every business that's allowing credit or extended credit. All of that fraud exists in the credit bureau system along with our records, and that's what I can't get anyone to look at.
Well, so, I think it's because it is so huge.
Well, as the FBI told me, if the credit bureau companies can sell 1,000 reports at $45, or they can help you at $24 a year membership.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They want to be handling more and more records.
But I can see, Sheila, how this Arab gentleman who told you that we can destroy you with the credit, with the economy, I could see how those who are the global elitists who want to create a situation that ostensibly is legal to bring us all into slavery again, serfdom, slavery, whatever you want to call it, folks. You know, I'm an abolitionist. I believe that no human being should be in slavery whatsoever.
Well, they're outsourcing our office jobs
right
to those same areas where cell groups are located. And the mortgage fraud that has now become the foreclosure fraud.
Right, which is growing.
It's become an industry unto itself.
Right, right.
And everyone's looking at how many more clients they can have, and Americans are being caught up in this. And what they don't understand is that false bubble underneath all of this, when that bursts, Americans aren't going to have jobs that pay for anything. We're going to be working for others. I mean, that
their houses will be taken away. They won't have the equity interest in the
right.
property anymore.
Right. Right.
And will be basically serfs tied to the land.
Right.
Well, that can happen or could happen.
Well, it is
only
unfolding.
If we lay down and let it happen.
But
there's
citizens
a biblical
don't
principle.
Know.
This
well,
is
I know
that, and that's why we're doing the show.
Right.
That's why we're doing the show. Get this information out to people.
Well, this is how heavily disguised it is. When I finally got the house in my name in December, the bank that I went through, the representative has a good friend who took money equity out of her home to go buy a trust deed on the steps of a foreclosure on a trust deed.
Yeah.
And this is the level that the fraud has grown to. What she was not aware of and what was not disclosed, but she can't do anything about it because the mortgage company's in Pakistan.
Unbelievable.
She bought a
fifth
TV.
We'll be back after the break with Sheila Holm. We're going to get into talking about mortgages, etc. We'll be back after this break on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
America, Tim Wingate back with you on Michael Herzog's American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting Network. I have with me once again is Sheila Holm. She'll be staying with us into the next hour. And in the next hour, we will be taking phone calls. We want your questions. If you have a comment, a question, something that you would like to throw up to maybe help you understand this convoluted idea of what's going on, please give us a call. We will be happy to work through that. Now, Sheila, you were just starting to get into a little bit about the mortgage issue.
Well,
with your mortgage that you got in December,
I went through a bank.
Through a friend.
Yeah, I went through a bank, and the loan officer, the representative for the bank, has a dear friend who took equity out of her home, and she works two jobs, but she's trying to prepare for her retirement and future. So she took equity out of her home, used that cash to go down to the court steps to buy a TD on a home, figuring she could rent the home that she was buying for that TD, title to that, for a renter to take up the mortgage amount on it. What she didn't realize, and it isn't even, I don't believe it's legal in the United States, it was a fifth TD. You can't even get a third TD through legal sources in the United States. You have to go hard money loan with at 15, 10, and 12, and 15%. And this loan was out of Pakistan. And what we were proving is that these loans, and I've been saying this, in 2005 when the bankruptcy rates and foreclosure rates on homes doubled, I said that foreclosure rates would triple in 2006 because it's unfolding. It's one section of the book. They buy these homes. They're funded out of their false funding locations internationally. They never pay that fourth and fifth loan against the home. Are you following this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they never funded any money towards that home, but it puts our housing rates skyrocketing, which is what we've just gone through. They're all false top dollars that didn't exist, that weren't funded, but Americans, like this lady, went to the court steps and paid the money. The money goes to Pakistan.
Right.
She ends up upside down in a house, has to declare bankruptcy and let that house go into foreclosure. So do you see what's happening to our economy?
Yeah. Well, it's not only the economy, it's the American people. It's part of the globalist plan to break down America, because America is the last bastion of freedom. We have these laws on the books. We have ostensibly the idea of individual rights, individual freedoms, individual property ownership. Long ago, we know this, us have recognized that the property ownership is a scam in itself, and that you never really have title to the property. You never have a lodeal title. You do have an equity interest in the property, and that is property ownership to some degree. And you can increase your personal equity, if you will, in that case using property. But push come to shove, it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the county or the state. And this is how they're depriving us.
What I did not realize until I started talking, because I go around the country talking about this, and I did not realize, because I've not been going to community colleges in California. I grew up in the Midwest and moved to California. They've been actually teaching in the economic classes in California since the late 80s. That it's going to be the European Union, then it's going to be the North American Union, then it's going to be a one world cash system.
Well, that's what they're going to try and do. Folks, stay with us through the break. We'll be back on Republic Broadcasting Network, American Awakening.
Upright, and I